Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, where we fiercely empower women. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host for today's episode. And I wanted to talk about today how to break free from, being unstuck in business, getting unstuck. So I'm going to do some strategies today to get unstuck in business. So if you're a woman entrepreneur, a business coach, this is your safe space to get inspired, empowered, and equipped. Let's lift each other up and let's fiercely own the space that we deserve. So today we're tackling what it means to feel stuck in business and how to break through those barriers. So let's start with a simple question. Have you ever felt like you're just spinning your wheels? You're not really moving forward no matter how hard that you try. I don't know, maybe you haven't. Maybe that's just me. But that's what we call being stuck. It's common to be stuck, but it doesn't have to be permanent. And what are some of the signs to being stuck? Well, how about feeling overwhelmed, procrastinating, repeating old patterns, or losing passion on something? If you're experiencing any of those, maybe you are feeling a little stuck. Some of the common causes of getting stuck in business, fear of failure, unclear goals, that pesky, perfectionism, self-doubt, or simply lacking fresh perspective. Maybe it's because you have no accountability. Look, my clients named me the queen of accountability, not me, because I would hold them accountable for what it was that they said that they wanted. It was really that simple for me. But a lot of times, as business women, CEOs, entrepreneurs, we don't have anybody to be accountable to. So I'm the accountability coach in that respect, right? But also know that you're not alone, because every successful woman has faced moments of uncertainty. We faced moments of feeling overwhelmed, of procrastinating, repeating old patterns, or losing our passion on something. But those moments, they don't have to define you, nor do you have to let them stop you. So today I wanted to talk about, here on Superheroes in Heels, how do you get unstuck when you're feeling stuck and you're feeling like you can't move forward? Some people just don't do anything. They freeze. Some people throw out all the things. It's like, what am I doing this for, right? So the first step to getting unstuck is being aware of it. Being aware that you are stuck and what might be causing that. So let me ask you some questions that I want you to check in with yourself for. If you've ever said anything, or ask these questions or made these statements to yourself, then I'm going to challenge that just maybe you might feel a little stuck. At least you have been. So what could that question be, or what could that statement be? How about, I don't have enough money to make this happen. Have you ever said that to yourself? Have you ever let that hold you back? Or, I don't have enough time in my day to work on this. I'm exhausted. Maybe you've thought to yourself, do I deserve this? Or telling yourself, I don't deserve this. Do you need to see the whole picture before you can begin the journey? Like, some people believe that in order to make changes in their life, they have to see the whole picture. They have to envision the entire journey before they can even start. And what that does is it holds them back. Do you sometimes get stuck when you're very close to reaching your goal? Wonder what that does, how that stops you. All right, let's do a little interactive this episode. Is grab a journal, grab a piece of paper, grab your notes on your phone, whatever that is. Yeah, I know. Yes, right now, get it, get something to write with, or have yourself ready, because I'm going to ask you a couple of quick, you know, questions. I'm going to ask you some things that I would really like for you to think about for a quick moment and then journal on it. So ask yourself, where in my business am I feeling stuck? Write down what comes to mind. No filter, just honesty. You're not emailing it to me. I mean, come on, this is just for you. Where in my business am I feeling stuck? Did you write something down? Or are you just waiting for to see what I'm going to say next? At least write down the question. Where in my business am I feeling stuck? And the reason why I want you to write that down is because maybe you're not taking the time, or you want to put really more time and energy into this question. So write it down so that you can come back to it later. And when you do, write down, like I said, what comes to your mind. Don't put any filters in the way. Just honesty is just for you. Look, I'm an accredited business coach, and I have several coaching certifications. And I can say that true coaching isn't about me giving you the answers. It's about me asking you powerful questions. When I work with my clients understand their life. They know it better than I do. How can I just come in and decide for them what they need to do if I'm not willing to ask questions for clarity and understanding? So as you write down, imagine that you're describing for me what you want me to know. And if you wrote that question down, the next question I would have you answer is, what do I want to feel instead? Imagine that your business is running smoothly. What's different when it's running smoothly? What does it look like? How does it feel? How does it make you feel? You've probably heard me say this before. Like, I'm a professional question asker. I ask a lot of questions because I truly just want to empower the people that I'm working with. I ask it of my staff. I ask questions of my family members. I just ask questions of understanding and clarity. So ask yourself, what do I want to feel instead? And imagine it running smoothly and answer what is different when it's running smoothly. When we're stuck, we often call it a problem, right? We often will say, like, I just can't do that. It's, you know, it's a problem. But one of my favorite quotes from Albert Einstein is, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking that we use to create them. We get into the problem, we get stuck because we were using the thinking that we had. In order to get out, we have to use new thinking, new strategies, new ideas, new concepts, new beliefs. So what if I kind of brainstorm with you for a quick minute and shift some of your perspectives? This is the kind of thing that I love to do with my clients. So ask yourself, what would my future successful self say about this situation? Like, if you're stuck with something, but if you were asking a successful person, specifically yourself, what would your future, you know, look like? How would your future self handle this situation? Imagine seeing your problem through your client's eyes. Right? The person that you're trying to help. The problem that you're trying to solve for somebody else. Imagine seeing that problem through somebody else's eyes. Now put on a coaching hat. What would you advise them? Or in this case, what would you advise yourself about? What could be three alternative explanations for why you're stuck? Other than blaming yourself, don't do that, right? Why would you be stuck? Are you lacking information? Are you lacking confidence? Do you need more information from outside sources? You're not trusting your instinct? There's a whole bunch of, you know, alternative explanations for this. But stop blaming yourself. If you can change your point of view, you can reveal the hidden opportunities. I have a few more questions because, like I said, I'm a professional question asker. So that you can ask yourself around the problem to help you understand the problem more. So look at it as the reason that you're stuck is, what is the problem you're seeing right now? What is the problem that you're seeing right now? How do you know that it's a problem? What's the evidence for you that it is a problem? Can this problem be broken down into smaller problems? You know, break it down into the hunks, chunks, bites, and nibbles. Because a lot of times it feels like a big problem. And if we break it down and we see the smaller problem, we can get through that one and then get to the next one. And suddenly the big problem is solved. Have you ever had a problem like this in the past? And if so, how were you able to get through that problem? How did you solve it? And the last question here, I would say, is your environment around you supporting you with this goal? Is the environment around you supporting you with where you want to move forward, right? If your environment and you don't have the right people supporting you, you just may be stuck because you're lacking support. Of course, you can come over to the Hive Hangout, right? And get some support there. You know, when we feel stuck, we often see everything as a problem, right? Like, oh, this is a problem, and that's a problem, and oh, that's a problem. And then what we do is we start blaming the problem on ourselves, on our team, on our bosses, right? On the economy, right? Are you getting my drift? We start to blame the problem on all these other people or, you know, things out in the world. And we want to take our focus off of the people, right? We want to take your focus off of that. That's what you really want to do to get past this problem. And really, you want to dig in to what the problem is and not who the problem is. What is the problem? If the problem is the person, what is it about that person that's creating this to be a problem? See, not the person, but what is it that's creating the problem? And then I want to say that when you identify those things, then step into action. I'm all about action. Choose and move. Make a choice, take an action. Make a choice, take an action. Choose and move, right? So think about a real action step that you can do, right? An action step helps to build a bridge. You identify one small step that you can take today towards resolving that issue, resolving being stuck, resolving the problem. It doesn't have to be a perfect action. It just has to be progress. Okay. So many times people are waiting for that perfect action. And I'm just saying, just take a step today. What has been holding you back? Is it fear? Is it overwhelm? Is it, you know, I just don't know if this is smart. I know I get there. Sometimes I wonder, like, even here in my podcast, like, okay, this topic that I'm talking about, does anybody really want to hear it? Like, I just don't know sometimes, right? And so I'm like, oh, so I get in it as well as anybody else. But the thing I know that the more actions I take, maybe this episode doesn't fit well with you, but it fits with somebody. And maybe another episode fits really well with you, right? So I just keep going. I keep taking action. And, you know, it's really important to do that. So you got to take the action, take the imperfect movement forward, and then visualize the goal on the other side of that bridge. Remember, I said we're building a bridge. You know, what does it look like? What does it feel like when you step across that little thing that you were able to move forward? It was like, oh, that was no big deal. Okay, good. Take another action. Oh, no big deal. Good. Take another action, right? Oh, that one was a little scary. Okay, great. Take a deep breath. What's your next action, right? Yeah, it gets scary sometimes, but you can do it. All you have to do is commit to crossing one plank at a time across that bridge. So write down your step in the journal. What is that one thing you can do today? Or you can do tomorrow. Schedule it. What's the one action you're going to take towards getting unstuck? Look, action beats inaction every single time. It does. Momentum starts with movement, right? You don't get momentum if you're not willing to move. So no matter how small the step is, take a step. When you're feeling stuck, start moving, right? One thing that you can do. You also have to strengthen your inner resources, okay? You already have what it takes. You're a superhero, okay? You're listening to the Superheroes in Heels podcast. So we know that you already have what it takes. So how do you tap into your superhero? Well, think about it. If you need some empowerment, recall a time when you overcame adversity, when you made it through something hard, right? What strengths did you use? What were the superpowers that you stepped into to make that happen? Can you step into those this time? Need a little self-belief? Write a mantra, okay? I am capable. I am resilient. I am moving forward. I am unstuck. Repeat it daily, right? Create that mantra if that's what you need. Get support. Connect with your tribe, your friends, mentors, fellow entrepreneurs. Reach out to a coach. Heck, reach out to me. I'll coach you. We're a good fit. Reach out, you know, join over at the Hive Hangout, right? Connect with people, connect with the tribe, connect with people who want to see you succeed and want to help you move forward. Your inner resources, they grow every single time that you make an effort, whether that's big or small. Your inner resources learn something new each and every time. So I want you to step into those inner resources. Okay? And then how about overcoming your limiting beliefs? Think about those limiting beliefs, the things that you believe about yourself that are holding you back. Okay? I want to shine a little bit of light on limiting beliefs for just a moment. Think about the beliefs that you have. All right, the beliefs that you have about your ability to succeed, both the positive and the negative, because we know there's two sides to every coin, right? Write down some of those beliefs that you have, both sides, right? And then each negative belief that you write down, I'm going to have you challenge it. Where did this come from? Is it really true? Or is it just a sneaky belief that pops in every now and again when you're starting to feel a little stuck? Then rewrite that belief. Rewrite it into an empowering statement. Right? It made me think of my mother-in-law years ago, like when I first met her, so 35 plus years ago. And I've seen her do this many, many times, is she had a money belief, right? And one of her money beliefs was that if you just call out for money, it will show up. So I would show up at her house or something like that, and I would hear her yelling out her window. I heard this several different times, so this is why I can say it. She'd go, "Mr. Money," when money was tight and bills weren't getting paid and all of that. She was calling out, "Oh, Mr. Money, I need you." Because her belief was, if I just ask for Mr. Money, Mr. Money will show up, right? And so, come on, we've seen the brawny guy show up on commercials, right? It's the same thing. It's just Mr. Money. He's bringing her clients. He's bringing her, you know, money to pay the bills, right? So you have to check on you. It's like, what is your belief? What is the empowering statement? The thing that you can shift your belief, and then practice catching yourself in those old beliefs when they pop up and replace it with your new mantra. You know, what is your Mr. Money statement, right? Because that's what's going to get you moving forward. Pick up the phone and call people who said that they were going to work with you, but they've just been waiting for you to build the program or create a space for them, right? I just want you to know our minds are so powerful. It's such a powerful tool. You have to train it to support your dreams and goals, though, right? Our brain, there's a part of our brain that'll believe anything that you tell it. So if you tell it something negative about yourself, it believes it. If you let family members tell it a negative thing and you go, yep, it believes it. I'm challenging you to train your brain to use it as a powerful superpower force, right? And give it the things that are going to help to move you forward. It will believe it. Think about your goals right now. Are your goals that you're going after still right for you? Sometimes we feel stuck because of our goals don't fit who we are anymore. They don't fit the lifestyle that we want now. But we've been going after those same goals. Something else you can journal on is review your current goals and journal it. What are my goals? Why am I doing these? Okay. Ask yourself, you know, do these goals excite me? Are they in alignment with my values? If not, adjust them or pivot if needed, right? It's okay to change direction as you grow. It really is. Think about that. Look, when you were growing up, you were getting taller and taller and you had to change shoes and change clothes just to fit into it. Well, the same thing happens when you're growing in your business. You have to change some things so that you can fit into it again, right? Or now, based on the new thing. You know, we joke about how, like, oh man, you know, with my husband, man, your head's getting big. Right? Because of all the knowledge he's getting. Like, we joke about that. But, you know, really think about that. We, as we grow into our goals, we have to make some adjustments. We have to shift directions. We have to make some changes for those goals to work out, because those changes come naturally as you learn, naturally as you get back up from a mistake. These things, you're growing each and every time you're in business. I mean, come on, you've heard entrepreneurship is like the greatest personal development program ever because you have to change so much to be an entrepreneur. It's not a bad thing. What happens is we get stuck believing we don't need to change, we don't have to change, or we don't want to change. So I'm challenging that in you today. If you're feeling stuck, here's some other questions you can ask about your goals, right? Ask yourself, is my goal too small or too large? Sometimes if your goal is too small, you're not motivated. It doesn't inspire you. So why bother putting your time or energy into it? And if it's too big, it feels overwhelming, right? And you feel like you're never going to get there. So is your goal too small or too big? Or is it just right, like Goldilocks? All right. Does your goal need to shift to get out of being stuck? it's okay to shift your goal. We're at the end of the year. Some of you have not reached your goal, right? You haven't reached your goals for this year. But what have you done in the meantime? Have you gotten close? Are you moving forward still? Have you learned a lot in the process? A lot of that has to do with the journey. So sometimes we just need to shift to get out of being stuck. You may need to relook at the goal, find the smaller milestones along the way so that you can see progress towards the big goal. I'm not saying give up the big goal. What I'm saying is notice where you are and how far you still need to go and then make steps to get there. The other question you want to ask yourself is, whose goal is this? Did you want this goal, or did somebody else want this goal for you? Right? I mean, really, if it's somebody else's goal and you're pushing and you are not motivated and you're feeling stuck, is what can we do to get you committed to that goal? Because maybe your boss set the goal and you just have to get there. So what can we do to get you there? What can we do to get you so committed that it doesn't matter what it takes, you're going to get the goal? And if it is something that you wanted, how bad did you really want it? Were you committed to getting it? Maybe it's a goal that you feel like it's something that you should do. Come on, people, don't should on yourself, right? You don't have to should because somebody else thinks you should. What would you do if you wanted to achieve this goal or achieve something like this goal? What would it look like? Whew, was that a lot of questions for you or what? I recommend journaling. Journaling is great for awareness. Journaling isn't about writing, really. It's about discovering you. Discovering yourself, discovering your goals, your dreams, what it is that you really want to achieve. So set aside 10 minutes a day for self-reflection. At least try that for a week, right? 10 minutes a day, 1 week, do it for 60 minutes, a whole hour, right? Track patterns. You know, when do you feel most energized? Right? When do you feel most stuck? Is there a pattern in that? Are you tired first thing in the morning, late in the evening, when somebody else is around you, somebody else is cheering you on? What are those things that get you energized or make you feel more stuck? Notice those patterns. And use prompts, right? Like the questions that I've asked you, or what am I learning about myself? What new ideas would I like to try? These are all just prompts for you to get into that habit of journaling for what it is that you want to do, what it is that you want to create in your business, in your job, in your life. Awareness is the first step to transformation. Okay. But what it does do sometimes is it helps you find excuses for not stepping into your greatness. And I don't want that for you. If you're stuck, then create some movement. If you're stuck for more than 30 days, reach out and hire a coach. Hire me. I'll help you. Right? Create the support that you need to move forward. Ask the right questions. Get the right information. Have clarity, all of those things to get you to move forward. Because like I said, your superhero powers do not diminish when you're stuck. Right? But let's not have any excuses either. Look, ladies, you're superheroes. You're the superhero of your own story. And if you don't tell that story, nobody else is going to hear it. Getting stuck is just a chapter. It's not the end of the book. It's just a chapter. Getting stuck might hold you back for a little bit, but imagine yourself on the other side of that. Identify those sticky places. Reframe your perspective, right? Take bold action. Strengthen your inner resources. Journal your journey. Review your goals. Question your beliefs. But most of all, own your space with fierce confidence. Think about it this way. The next breakthrough is just one step away. I hope this episode was helpful to you. It's a little bit different than what I normally do, but I thought I would just share it out there because someone told me, can you do an episode about being stuck? Because I'm really feeling stuck right now. So I said, okay. So if this episode resonated with you, share it with a fellow woman entrepreneur. Subscribe. Share it on social media. Join me over at the Hive Hangout at KimberlyBorgans.com. You can find the Hive Hangout there. Let's build a community of empowered women together. I mean, come on. So until next time, keep your heels high and your goals and standards higher. Be blessed today. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgans. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgans.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.